Now, there are a number of books that are out there now, Da Vinci Code, Holy Blood, Holy Grail, other books with ideas, of course, that put through that the Holy Grail, what it really may be. I want to get your take, first of all, on what you think the Holy Grail is.
Well, George, in our order, what we believe is that the Holy Grail is actually an energy, it's a power that's associated with an object. That's why you can say that there are so many Holy Grails out there. If you start studying the Holy Grail legends that were authored in the Middle Ages, you'll find that there's many references to Holy Grails, and some are cups, some are platters, some are stones, some are books. Most recently, they're saying that the body of Mary Magdalene was the Holy Grail. But that's what you find. What is it that unites all these Holy Grails? What unites them is that if you get in contact with them, if you come in proximity with them, they have an effect on you. They transform you. They alchemically transform you. They transmute you into a god or a goddess. That's the process of alchemy. They ultimately take you to a place of spiritual and even physical immortality. Some of the Holy Grails out there are associated with the Arma Christi. The Arma Christi are the relics that were found where Jesus was crucified. And these were found by Constantine's mother, the Empress Helena, who was a converted Christian. She went down there and she dug in that area, and she found the cross that Jesus had been crucified on, the crown of thorns, the sponge that he was offered the vinegar and the water with, and even found a cup. Well, all these things that she found, in time, they acquired the reputation of Holy Grails. Just by holding them or being in proximity to mm-hmm. them, they would transform you. They would have the effect of alchemically transforming you. And the reason they had that power, that energy, that property, is because they absorbed the energy of Jesus Christ, who himself was overflowing with that energy. In the East, we refer to that energy as Kundalini. As I mentioned, I was involved heavily with yoga in my 20s. Well, I was involved with awakening and moving that Kundalini energy. In the West, we know that Kundalini energy as the Holy Spirit. But it's the energy that's, when it's awakened, when it's moving through you, it activates higher parts of yourself so that you can acquire that intuitive wisdom I was talking about, but it also transforms you into a god or a goddess and can ultimately can make you physically immortal. But to my mind, and what we believe in the order, is that the Holy Grail itself is really a power. It's an energy. It's not a thing. It's not a person. But it's the power that thing or that person possesses, you see.
What happened to the thorns, the cross, the cup, and everything else that she was able to uncover?
Well, they spread around. The crown of thorns eventually ended up in France. I believe it's in Notre Dame at the moment. The cross was actually divided up into millions of little slivers, basically, and these circulated all over the world. And in fact, I understand that you can find some of these even in churches in the States today. The cup was known as the Marian Chalice, and I think that might have been the one that ended up in the Metropolitan Museum in New York. But they ended up getting scattered all over the world.
But you're saying that the thorns that were put on Jesus's head, that those thorns are believed to be at the Cathedral of Notre Dame?
I believe they're either there or either Chartres or Saint Chapelle, one of the big cathedrals.
But they physically have it, right?
Yes, and a lot of the thorns have been taken off of the crown, and over time they've been given out as gifts and presents to heads of state and kings and queens and dignitaries such as that. So it's not complete anymore.
I tell you what, you learn something every day, Mark, because I had never heard this before. And that must also mean, though, if there are any thorns left, like you say, most of them are gone, they may still have pieces and, you know, little dried swatches of Christ's blood.
Well, that's possibly very true, too. And one more thing, George, that they did find when they did the excavations is the nails, of course, that were attached to the cross that Jesus was crucified in. Those nails were taken off, and one of those nails was made into a spearhead, and it became known as the Spear of St. Maurice, or the Spear of Destiny, it's a more common name, and it was passed down among all the emperors of the Holy Roman Empire. And it empowered those emperors and gave them authority. Apparently, Charlemagne was in possession of the Spear of Destiny. And because of that, he had a lot of psychic visions, and I believe that he was even able to locate the tomb or the coffin of St. James because of his vision. So that was the power that was attached to that spear that came through those nails. So that's another destination that some of the Arma Christi ended up.